Yes, there are potential benefits. You'll remember that the UK, being part of the EU, it was bound by European Union regulations, especially around its recruitment policy and also migration regime. So Britain now, without that encumbrance of the European Union, now it is free to chart its own migration policy, its own employment policies. I think the most possible default position that the UK will take, it will be to go the Commonwealth route and try to promote its Commonwealth agenda and try by all means to embrace the people from the Commonwealth. So this is likely to actually lead to a relaxation of migration policy in the UK.
But do you see any political leverage that Zimbabwe might use, especially President Mugabe?
The European Union still has got its own precedent, its own laws and the ways of dealing with Zimbabwe. They are not going to listen to what Britain wants on Zimbabwe. And also, the British government, in terms of engaging the Zimbabwean government, it's not going to happen anytime soon because the fundamentals of what they wanted in Zimbabwe, they have not changed. We know that there might be an opportunity from Mugabe thinking that now is the time maybe to re-engage the UK. It's not going to happen.